This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. We hear the words duty, honor, and sacrifice a lot around Veterans Day, and rightly so. What we rarely hear about are the individual, human stories that lead men and women to pick up the mantle of those powerful words and to fight in America's name. Where Soldiers Come From follows a pack of close friends from Michigan's icy Upper Peninsula as they transform from small-town teenagers to National Guardsmen fighting in Afghanistan.
I never really planned on joining the military. I don't know, I just wasn't doing anything. My buddies had already joined. I just felt like I needed to do something with my life.
Remember, Afghans are not Arabs. All right, governing bodies, the interim government is led by Hamid Karzai, is the president, a couple years old, so it may be somebody else now.
Did you ever see that movie Deer Hunter? That reminds me so much of this group. Maybe because they're so close-knit like that. Oh my God, if something happens to one of them, just think.
I'm kind of nervous that things are going to change back home. Like, most of my friends are in their senior year of college already, and I'm going to be a 22-year-old freshman.
The documentary film premieres on PBS's POV series this week, and the film's director, Heather Courtney, was recently named one of the top 10 filmmakers to watch by Film Independent. She joins us on the line from, and I'm not kidding, a quiet room at the Baltimore airport. Courtney, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Matt Bodie-Bodwin. He's one of the guardsmen featured in the film. Matt, so glad you, so glad you could join us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Heather Courtney, you are a Youper, originally from Michigan's Upper Peninsula. So what led you back there to make this film?
I just decided that I wanted to do a story about rural America because I feel like a lot of what's out there in film and television is kind of stereotypical portrayals of rural America, and I wanted to tell a story that was more universal and more complex. So that was sort of the motivation in the beginning. And then once I was looking for story ideas and looking for potential characters to be in the film, I went to a monthly National Guard meeting, or training rather, and that's where I met Dominic Fredinelli. And we started talking, and he said, I joined last year after high school, and he was 19 at the time when I met him. And he pointed to a group of other 19-year-olds around him and said, and these are my friends from childhood, and we all joined together. So I just thought it would be interesting to follow this group of friends as they're going through these big changes in their life and trying to figure out what to do next with their life.
And we do see them. You know, they're sort of a pack of carefree kids, sledding, partying, hanging out on the banks of Lake Superior. But we also see this kind of hulking remnants of manufacturing and production there up in the Upper Peninsula. Bodie, several people in your family, when you were growing up, were in the military. Did you plan to sign up for the service?
When I was younger, once my brother AJ went in, he did two tours in Iraq. When he came home, I always told myself, well, you know, I would never want to put my family through that because it's so hard. But once I got older, and it started getting down to what am I going to do with my life after high school. It was just kind of a natural fit because my father was in the Navy in Vietnam, and my brother AJ and my other brother Mikey above me. So it was just kind of a easy fit.
Hmm. And Heather, you follow them in the film from home to their active duty as National Guardsmen in eastern Afghanistan. And it kind of turns this into, you know, more of a war film. At least it's very tense. They're driving ground clearance missions to find bombs. There are ambushes. There are firefights. What was that transformation like for you as a filmmaker?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. I always say that it's a coming-of-age film because it really is a coming-of-age film, and it's set in the context of this faraway war that changes all of them and their family and their community. And, I guess it changed me as well. But mainly in that it made me sort of rethink about the place that I was from and feel more connected to the place that I'm from. And that's because of all the people that I met there making the film. And, they really made me appreciate the place I'm from in a way that I hadn't before. And, they continue sort of to inspire me by the love they have for each other It's a very rare thing that you don't see in a lot of places, but in this town, there's a lot of care that everyone has each other, and it's a big part of the film. But being in a war zone was, it was a very surreal existence, but once you decide to do that and you go there, it becomes your existence, and you don't really know anything else while you're there, so it kind of becomes your new normal.
And we see that connection between them, and also their individual identities carried on from home to how they cope in Afghanistan. Cole Smith, he's kind of the comedian. Dominic, as you mentioned, he's an artist. He's kind of a philosophical, sensitive guy. Here he is.
I don't know what I miss the most, my friends and family.
Smith misses his mom.
I do miss my mom, yeah. She's a great person.
Everyone loves Cole. Keeps people happy. I think that amuses his sense of humor to help his stressed out, depressed self, just like I use art.
Dominic, Freddie, and Ellie there describing how he and Cole Smith cope with the stresses of war. I noticed, Buddy, he didn't really talk about how you cope. Did you have a coping mechanism?
Just being with Dominic, just being so close to Dominic and Cole and a lot of the other guys, talking, I guess, just being frustrated. And even Heather being there, being able to do interviews and us saying how we feel kind of helped cope. But yeah, mainly for me, it was just talking with all the guys and, you know, being able to be that close with each other.
Heather, did that change your role as a documentarian? I mean, you were a little bit of a therapist there, I imagine.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I was there, to listen. And, that's what I tried to do. I don't think they would call me a therapist.
Well, I mean, having somebody to listen, I think that's a big, obviously it served a purpose for Bodhi. And Bodhi, I mean, this is extremely high stress. We see armored vehicles blown up in front of you while you're driving. And you describe this like anticipating getting punched in the face all day long. I mean, how are you carrying that now?
It's once you come home, it's something you'll never forget. You learn to deal with it day by day, I guess. While you're over there, it was just, it was your job. You just had to get it done. You just really worried about your buddies and to make sure everybody came home safe. And, you come back home and it's something you won't forget about. And you think about often and you talk about a little bit. But it's something that, you just got to learn to deal with when you come back home.
That's Matt Bodhi Bodwin. He's one of the guardsmen followed in a film called Where Soldiers Come From. It's going to be on POV this week. Heather Courtney is also with us, director of the film. Well, Bodhi, of the three of you, you seem, at least in the film, of course we see you, before, during, and after your deployment, but you seem the most disillusioned. Here is a clip of you first early in the film, followed by one shortly before returning to Michigan.
Brother AJ did it. My dad was in the military. My brother Mikey is too. So I was like, oh well, let's do it. I mean, at least I can always say, hey, at one point in time, I was a soldier and I served my country.
I've learned to hate the people of Afghanistan and the country of Afghanistan. That's true.
So you sound, you say, I've become a racist. This has changed me. You're sitting there in the middle of Dom and Cole, who are exchanging these kind of telling glances during the scene. How about since you've come home, has that kind of what I saw as bitterness changed?
Yes. I get this question a lot. We've been to many film festivals, and, people always try to ask this question. I've changed quite dramatically, I would say, since I've been home. That was at a time in my life that, it was pretty tough. I had been blown up about 8 times at that time in the film, and I wasn't able to go out on missions anymore. And that really, really affected me because I wasn't able to go out with my boys and make sure that they were okay. I had to sit back in base and worry about them all day. And I was very jaded, we'd go out, we'd do these missions, and I would get blown up, and then you just start asking, like, why, why are these people doing this? We're trying to help them, this and that. And you get so jaded, I guess.
Yeah.
Since I've been home, I feel dramatically different. because I'm not dealing with that every day. You know, I don't hate the Afghan people anymore. I wish the best for them. You know, I hope one day war leaves their country. But, I was just very angry at the time, very blinded by my anger and by what had happened during the last 9 months.
We can hear it. And Heather, you, as a filmmaker, you're tracking what Bodhi and the others are expressing, fearing that they're going to be perceived at home as having changed when they come back. Now, there is this just unbelievably moving and exuberant welcome home for the guardsmen who served in Afghanistan. What about the change? Did you witness a change in them or how people looked at them as maybe having changed?
Right. The homecoming was incredibly joyful and moving scene of the film, and it was, you know, very moving to be there and witness it. But really, it was about a few months after they'd been back is when I started to notice that things were a lot different for them, that I started to see a lot of irritability and depression and anxiety that I didn't see when they first came home. So that's when I started to realize, like, oh, you know, they are really affected by what happened over there. And, you know, at the time I didn't really understand traumatic brain injury, but that was a big part of it. The symptoms of traumatic brain injury are sleeplessness and irritability and not being able to focus and headaches and all of those things then have other side effects such as depression, anxiety, and stress. And it's not something that you see right in the moment they come home, but after they've been home a few months and they're trying to adjust, they're trying to live a normal life again. It's very, very difficult. And I was surprised to see it, and I was glad I was there to be able to film that change for them. I filmed them for about a year after they came home. So,
well, we want to thank you for joining us today so much, Heather Courtney.
Thanks for having me.
And also to you, Bodhi. I know you're being treated for TBI. I just want to thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on.
Matt Bodhi Baudouin, one of the guardsmen featured in the film by Heather Courtney, who she has directed and produced a number of award-winning documentary films, including Letters from the Other Side. For more on her most recent film, Where Soldiers Come From, which premieres on PBS's POV series on New Hampshire Public Television on Veterans Day, but in other markets. You can check local listings for Vermont, Maine, and Massachusetts listeners. We have a link on the website. Also, a link to see a trailer. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.